Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web. Elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Die nasionale tesourie staan aan die stuur van die regering se geldsaake en dit is pas deur die internasionale monetêre fonds aangewys as een van die 3 mees deursigtige fiskale owerhede in die wêreld. Dit volg nadat die tesourie verlede jaar die IMF genooi het om sy deursigtigheid te ontleed en daar het in Julie 'n span van die IMF opgedaag en in diepte onderhoude met onder meer beamptes van die tesourie, ander staatsdepartemente, die reservebank en ook ander rolspelers gevoer. Prudence Chelle is 'n direkteur van die nasionale tesourie en sy is op die lyn. Prudence, thank you so much for your time. What was the purpose of this transparency audit?
I think because we work as members of the IMF and beneficiaries of their many assessments and technical work that they do, it was a request that the evaluation be done to see how we are faring in terms of sharing information and just to assess what we have done over the years and if there's room for us to improve in order to be able to position ourselves globally even for further investments.
Now, the South African Treasury or the National Treasury was part of the top three. Do you know who the other two countries are who also made the top three?
So what the IMF has mentioned in their report about us doing well on the open budget survey, the open budget survey is a slightly different assessment from the fiscal transparency evaluation. So on the open budget survey, it is conducted by what we call the International Budget Partnership. It is an open budget ranking platform or survey that they do on 120 countries, and South Africa has been participating in this, I think, since 2010. And we are ranked second now after Georgia. The third country is Sweden, followed by New Zealand. So that is a different survey. They mention it in the report because it is helping them to also gain perspectives on some of the pillars that are not covered in the fiscal transparency evaluation. So it is Georgia, South Africa, and Sweden.
It's interesting countries, those. But is there a link between good fiscal transparency and good fiscal management?
We would like to believe so, because those who usually transparent about how they do things, they are usually also prone to critic and point of views from other stakeholders that are assessing and looking at their fiscal transparency stance and publication of information. They are being looked at the microscopic view. So this actually helps us in holding us accountable when we say we are making a decision, for example, to do a consolidation of the budget over the medium term. Because you have publicly declared that and published it, it somehow holds us accountable so that we do not backtrack on our position. And because we share such extensive information, it would be easy for anyone, whether it's the media, civil society, who is looking in to see if there is a redirection or if we are not doing what we said we would do.
There is a lot of respect for the National Treasury, and it's widely seen as the most efficient government department. And I can endorse that because I've covered national budgets for 25 years, and the documentation distributed to the media during the budget process is absolutely excellent. It's very transparent. However, there are financial management problems in other departments and state-owned entities. So is there a link between the transparency at a treasury level and prudent financial management in other departments and government agencies? And are you concerned that they may not be as transparent as the National Treasury? In fact, the IMF have listed that as one of the key issues on which South Africa can improve.
Well, one of the pillars for the assessment that we did is their fiscal reporting. And it's actually one of the key pillars that we do very well in, mainly because the National Treasury as an institution has put in place a lot of systems that manage reporting from the different spheres of government and also with the national departments themselves. So we do well in that we manage the reporting, the in-year reporting on a monthly basis. After 15 days of every month, departments are supposed to report to the National Treasury. When there is something that is of concern, the analysts are then able to address those issues. I think maybe what you are bringing across in terms of the lack of transparency could be the fact that they may not publish the information that they report to the Treasury on a monthly basis. But what they do publish is the annual report. And I think over and above that, and the work that is done by the AG to contribute to the annual reports, is that it helps the public to know what is going in the departments, be it at the end of the financial year, but they are not allowed to keep that information to themselves. It is public funding, and therefore the public is entitled to know about it. So I wouldn't say we have much of a concern about the information not being available readily, but I do think that we can be able to use the documentation that is available, even if it's at the end of the quarter or at the end of the year, because quarterly we do report spending to the parliamentary committees.
Prudence, thank you so much for your time. That was Prudence Cheles. She is a director van die Nasionale Tesourie. Now, Johan, Prudence is a beampte van die tesourie. Sy kan seker nou nie politieke uitsprake maak nie, maar dit is net so interessant dat jy die tesourie het wat deursigtig is, word gereken as een van die beste in die wêreld as dit nou kom by fiskale deursigtigheid, maar daar is so baie korrupsie, daar is soveel wanbestuur en geld wat gemors word in Suid-Afrika en ander departemente. Dis eintlik 'n baie groot ironiese wat situasie waarin ons self bevind.
Dit is, jy sê ironies, en ek wil amper sê hartseer, jy weet dat jy so fantastiese ligpuntjie het in waar daar soveel chaos en baie van die ander departemente is, en jy weet Ryk, ons weet, dit is beleggersvertroue, plaaslik en in die buitenland, wat ons nodig het om die nodige beleggings te lok, en hierdie is ten minste een positieve story, dat jou nationale tesorie ten minste van die top, jy weet, instellings is in term van deursigtigheid.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.